Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is December the 14th, 2024. Christmas is upon us. And of course, Christmas is a time to really be thankful. In fact, I have a saying that I tell people, and sometimes people have laughed at me and chuckled. But Christmas is all year long if you believe in Jesus Christ. If you believe in Jesus Christ, every day is Christmas. Yes, this is GTL.news website. Timothy R. Thompson here. And welcome. I want to take some time to share with you some of my thoughts. I want to share with you how everything will come together leading up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Okay? I'm doing this. I'm recording. I'm not cutting anything. So this is me. This is me talking as I talk. You know, it's early in the morning here. It's 6:39 a.m. And I'm actually a day late on my podcast. I was supposed to relieve it yesterday. But I have so many things going on. I'm setting up a YouTube channel and a Rumble channel. There will be video. I'll be able to explain a little bit better exactly the things of prophecy. Now, there are certain things that you need to understand, so please check out my videos, check out my podcasts, read the articles. There's one thing you need to understand is a timeline. Okay, the timeline is the seven seals, and I have a lot of podcasts on. I cover it all. The seven seals are, each seal is a 1,000-year period of time. So the 7,000 years would have covered from the time of Adam and Eve through the millennium. And then there's what they call a little season that takes us to the end of the earth just before there's a new heaven and a new earth, totaling 8,000 years. Okay? So it's important because a lot of people believe that the seven seals are events that happen in the last days, right? That, you know, because it's in the book of Revelation, so they automatically assume. Well, that would be a mistake because you cannot understand the book of Revelation if you don't understand what the seven seals are. And so that was revealed back in the 1800s, but the world believes what the world wants to believe. And so there's a problem there. There's a lot of misinformation in the world is what I'm saying. Okay. Now, what are the seven trumpets? The seven trumpets will sound. There'll be one trumpet after another. Each trumpet will have certain events that will take place leading up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. So you'll have the first trumpet will sound and certain things will happen. And after that, a second trumpet will sound, and one after another. Okay? So here is how it's all going to come together. Right now, this is 2024, and 2024 is coming to an end. In 2024, we had a prophecy that took place. And Daniel chapter 8, verse 4, according to Daniel, and I didn't know the timing of this, but Iran and Turkey were going to push to the north, south, and west. We witnessed that in 2024. And in 2025, there's going to be an Iran and Turkey. The United States is going after Iran and Turkey. Well, somebody recently that I brought this up to says, well, Turkey is an ally, you know, of the United States. Well, I say, yeah, maybe right now, and that might be what you believe, but Iran and Turkey are the ones that push to the north, south, and west. And we hear more about Iran, you know, in the United States point of view, we hear more about what Iran is doing. Iran is definitely in the scriptures a lot more than Turkey, but Turkey's there, and it's a part in the Medea area. So we go to war. The United States goes to war in 2025, and we have victory. And we go to war, and Trump is president. And, well, it's funny, I said that a few years ago. Well, it turns out that Trump's the president again. So prophecies happening all around us. So what's happening is, and when you understand the seven seals, this is a key point. This is very important. When Jesus Christ died on the cross and was resurrected, that started the fifth seal. And remember, each seal is 1,000 years, and that was the year 33. So you had 1,000 years to the year 33. What do you get? You get 1033. You add another 1,000 years. What do you get? You get the year 2033. And then you learn in 2033 what happens. Well, that's when we enter the seventh seal. Now you read the Bible, and you can read the Doctrine and Covenants from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and you can learn exactly what unfolds. Well, you read the book of Revelation, you know, when we enter the seventh seal, read it. Open up the Bible, open up the book of Revelation and read it. That's one of the biggest problems that people don't understand today. It's because they don't study. Study it, brothers and sisters. This stuff is happening. That's why I'm so excited about it. But when you read, you understand that we are in 2033, certain things that take place. We enter the seventh seal, as I just mentioned. And what happens? The first thing that happens, if you read my articles, is that the first resurrection takes place. And the first resurrection, many people know it as the first, you know, as the rapture. It's the calling up. Jesus comes for the saints. Unfortunately, not all people who call themselves Christians will even be a part of it, because yes, maybe they believe, but they're lacking. They say they're a Christian, but they don't act like a Christian. You know, maybe they are somewhat of a Christian, but they're not keeping the commandments, and they don't take the time to pray. They just have to go through what they have to go through, and that's the beginning of each trumpet, which each is plagues and devastation, and it's time, okay, repent. But there will be a second, on the second trumpet, there'll be the second rapture, the second resurrection, I call it. Well, then the third, there'll be a, for those who continue to be saved, there'll be the third resurrection. So that is something I'm not going to get into now, right now, because there is more than one rapture is what I'm saying. So when people debate on it and say, okay, is the rapture, is that a pre-tribulation or is it after? Or they argue about it, because, you know, you have to have really good knowledge here to pick this stuff up. Thank God that I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I've been able to gain a much better understanding. And Joseph Smith in 1830 restored the church. Getting a little off sidetrack here. And some people will study and learn about Joseph Smith and say, oh, he's a false prophet. Well, let me tell you, the more knowledge you gain, you can't believe what the world tells you. But if it wasn't for Joseph Smith, I wouldn't know what the seven seals are. And I wouldn't understand prophecy. If it wasn't for Joseph Smith, I would not know that in 2024, that Iran was going to push to the north, south, or west. I wouldn't understand. And in 2025, I wouldn't understand that that the United States is going to war with Iran and Turkey. And I wouldn't understand that in 2016 that Turkey, the leader of Turkey, would become more powerful than Khomeini of Iran. And so I wouldn't understand these things if it wasn't for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You know why? Because they nailed it. They have the right interpretation. While the rest of the world is saying, oh, I'm right. Oh, this is, the Lord's coming this year. He's coming next year. No, we have many things. There's a list of prophecies that are happening, and one after another. In fact, 2024, the prophecy that happened with Daniel pushing to the north, south, and west, and that's Turkey also. From now on, every year that goes by is not, it's there. It's in the scriptures. It's covering us every year that leads up to the second coming. But the second coming, I don't know when that's going to take place. I can tell you when the first resurrection is going to take place. According to what I just told you, the midpoint when Jesus Christ was resurrected leads us up to 2033. Easter is on April the 17th. So I'm telling you that that is when we enter the seventh seal. And that's when the trumpets start to sound. And to cover myself, I tell you this. If I'm off, it's going to be by very little. Okay? And if I'm off, it's because the calendar is off. I believe that. Absolutely. Everything that I've been telling you about, that I've been talking about on my websites, and I had several websites, but now I'm combining them into GTL.news website, and I'll continue to work on that progress, is coming true. And you can only be coming true, and the things can only be happening if you have the right interpretation. So here's how it's all going to unfold. We're going to go through all the 20s here. And eventually around 20, I don't know the exact year, but somewhere around 2030 and 2033, there's going to be a major earthquake. And this is the sixth seal event in Revelation. I believe it's chapter 6. Read about it. It's going to be a major earthquake. Every mountain will shake. Earthquakes and meteors will hit the earth. Absolutely mind-boggling, but it's going to happen, and 2033 is going to come around, and we're going to start having the first of seven trumpets, one after another. And also you can learn throughout my podcast about what the eight kings are, the eight kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. That started in 1935 when Iran, well, actually, it was Persia that became Iran in 1935. We had the first king. Now, and we learned that we're on the fourth king. So one king after another leads up to the fourth king. And the fourth king is Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And he actually, let me check my chart. On June the 4th, 1989, he became the fourth king. And he was been arguing and fighting up against, against the United States. And also in the Bible, we learned that Grisha is actually the United States. And you can check out my articles and my videos on that. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is really fantastic news. I'm throwing a lot at you. But I'm giving you an idea of what's going to happen. But that's what's happening, is the seventh seal opens up. When that happens, you read the book of Revelation, and you learn about the things that will happen from, that's when the first trumpet starts to sound. Each trumpet happens, and it leads up to the second coming. It's hard to know how long a period of time each trumpet will last, but you can read a little bit. There's a little bit of timing involved in how long the trumpets will last. But for the most part, the trumpets don't tell you. It's only when it tells you like 3.5 years and so forth. And So, I'm really glad that you're here. Thank you for listening to this podcast. God bless you. I have a lot going on. I'm creating videos that I will start to add to my YouTube channel. I added one the other day, and I added for Rumble as well. Now, YouTube is a place where you can listen to my podcast, and I don't know that there's going to be too many commercials there. You can probably listen without any commercials. Now, if you go to the Rumble channel, I'm having that site monetized, which I guess means that I could make some money off of it. But I'm not making any money off of this stuff, brothers and sisters. I'm not doing it for money. I'm doing it because I love you. I love the Lord. And because I understand prophecy and I understand what's going to happen. I'm passionate about it. I want to share it to the world. I want to tell you that the world is telling you about things that are going to happen, but these things don't happen. And I'm telling you that I know what's going to happen regarding prophecy, because in 2010, I prayed to God. I prayed and I asked God, I wanted to know how close we are to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And he sent me a guy named Lowell Taylor. You know, I was searching and seeking, and he told me about these eight kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And we are in the fourth of those eight kings. And the things that he told me, I've seen them happen. And so when God sent me and answered my prayer, hey, I'm listening. And it's funny, because when you talk about faith and you talk about prophecy and you place those videos on YouTube or Rumble, and people don't pay attention to religion anymore. People don't pay attention to it because there's so many falsehoods. So people don't know who to believe. You can trust me when I am not going to be 100% accurate. I'm going to mess up a little bit. But I'm telling you, when I give you my opinion, it's my opinion, and I'll let you know. But I tell you things on the scripture. I give you the scriptures, and you can see it for yourself. Now, when I tell you things and they unfold, who else can do that? Well, Lowell Taylor can, because he's a Bible scholar. I'm not a Bible scholar. I pay a lot of attention to what he says, but then I take what he says and I look in the scriptures and I say, okay, and I pray about it. And if I feel the Spirit and things start to come together in my head and I'm thinking, oh man, I can see it now. And I've been doing this since 2010 and this is almost 2025. I can see things. Well, this is my podcast, brothers and sisters, and this is December the 14th, 2024. It is now 6:56. God bless you. Understand that you're in good hands here. Check out my podcast. Check out, listen to all of them. Just don't be afraid to get involved. Because Jesus, you know, there's a scripture. And that scripture says that if you don't learn and you don't accept truth, how can you be any leader of Jesus Christ? So that's not word for word. But nevertheless, I don't have the scripture in front of me. Well, if you hang on for a second, I could probably get that for you. So it's just absolutely stunning, the things that are going on in this world and what you can actually understand if you have enough faith and to study these things. And that's what it's all about. If you have enough faith, you're going to understand prophecy. It should be important. Because I tell people, if prophecy was meant for us, and it is, then shouldn't we understand it? It's just something else, really. Well, I'm trying to stall here for a second to try to pull out that scripture. Doesn't look like I'm finding it very well, because I'm not going to do any edit here in order to pull it off. So just hang in there with me. I love you, brothers and sisters. You mean a great deal to me. Just, you really do. I'm grateful for you, for those who actually get involved and do the Lord's work and tell others about Jesus Christ. My hat's off to you. truly. But that scripture that I have here is Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." It's pretty serious, but people reject knowledge. But you have to understand, how do you get true knowledge? Well, you listen to the podcast that I give you, you read, you study, you go to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints website, which you can find it at lds.org. LDS stands for Latter-day Saints. .org stands for organization. So lds.org. And you learn about it. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is on the face of the earth. You can also read an article that I wrote by going to my website, www.gtl.news. That's gtl.news. And the GTL stands for God's Timeline. And you can actually read an article. It talks about that there are 17 points, 17 things that the church must follow to be the true church on the face of the earth. There's only one church that has all 17 of these. A lot of people will argue about the points, but I give you the scriptures. You can study the scriptures. You have an obligation now. And I'm telling you, study this. Go to my article. Go to my website and check on the right side. Is there, you'll see a link. It says Verify and Truths. Scroll down, check out Verifying Christ Church. There are 17 points that actually go through that share the church of what they must be. Christ organized his church. Number one, the true church must bear the name of Jesus Christ, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If it's a Baptist church, well, I'm not putting down the other churches, brothers and sisters. You might think that I am. I'm offering you truth. Now, a lot of the churches are teaching things that are true, but you can't have thousands of churches all teaching something different, because, you know, there can only be one truth. Now, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, well, people, all churches, even the church, makes mistakes. But you have to be able to discern, you know, the truth from fiction. Now, I disagree with a couple points in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There's mistakes, but often they correct it. They come back and say, oh, but we meant this. But that's from the church. Jesus allows us, there are scriptures that prove that. Jesus allows us to make mistakes so that we may grow. But one of the things I disagree with has nothing to really do with the church. But in 2020, when we had the virus, and when the church, the prophet, you know, came about and said that we should have the shot, and I didn't feel like we should have the shot because I believe the shot is harmful. I believe that we have the physical body and that God gave us the body, and, you know, so we should not partake of the shot. It's come about that the shot is really bad for you. So I don't think that was a good thing. But you have to look at the church. You have to look at the 17 points. The church is not involved in sharing so much about prophecy. The church is saying study prophecy. Because the church is about saving souls. And you have to be able to have the Holy Spirit with you. And if you partake of the church, and you understand the things, you understand what is important. The important things is that we take the church as if it were food. We're feeding our soul. And the church is teaching about keep the commandments. And it's talking about praying every day. And be ye perfect. And to understand how to become perfect, heavenly, you know, and become closer to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, you have to follow these things. These things, this church, the Church of Jesus Christ, is the same church it was 2,000 years ago. And that's the point I'm trying to make. You read those 17 points. It's describing the church from 2,000 years ago, brothers and sisters. This is, when I was being baptized and learning about the church, and I was seeing the missionaries and learning about these things, and I was like, wow, if this is true, this is the biggest news of our day. And I was a little baby kid. I was 18 years old, 17 when I first started learning with the missionaries, 18 when I was baptized in the church. I learned about these things. And since then, I've learned absolutely these 17 points, the fact that I understand the seven seals, I would not understand that if it wasn't for Joseph Smith. He clarified what the seven seals are. If it wasn't for the Church of Jesus Christ, I would not know what's going to happen before it happens. I would not know. I would not have been blessed to be a part of Christ's church. And like I said, the Church of Jesus Christ, one of the steps is that it must bear the name of Jesus Christ. That's what the scriptures are. I'm not going to argue with the scriptures. Now, there may be things, a couple points that I don't understand, but for the most part, I do understand. I see the scriptures. The scriptures saying it, but the world is teaching otherwise. You can't listen to the world. You can't listen to your friends that are not members of the church. You want to listen to God. You want to listen to the Holy Spirit. You want to forget everything you learn, and you want to start from scratch and ask God. Okay, that's the only way that we can learn the truth, is if we ask God. God bless you. This is a little bit more longer than I anticipated, but I got into a rant there about truth. I want you to understand prophecy. This is happening, brothers and sisters. The truth is here on this site. You can check out the church's website. Check out all my podcasts. And God bless you. You have a great day. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. This is December the 14th, 2024. And now it's 7:06 a.m. Have a great week. God bless you and take care. That's all, folks. Have a great weekend. This has been a GTL News podcast. God bless you. See you next week.